You're listening to SBS News.
A week away from action is often the chance for teams in any sport to change their approach and work out ways of getting back on track. In AFL this weekend, that is exactly what St Kilda is trying to do. The team takes on Melbourne on Sunday after having a bye last weekend. The Saints managed just 2 wins all season before the bye, and coach Alan Richardson says it's time to alter the way the club is doing things.
There are certainly some things that we'll look to change. The changes aren't drastic, but they're changes that we think, you know, we need to make and have made them. And I've mentioned before that we need to make sure that for the remaining 9 weeks that we're much more consistent.
The match against Melbourne takes place on Sunday afternoon. In the National Rugby League this weekend, one of the biggest talking points will be Robbie Farrow's return to the West's Tigers. After a season and a half at South Sydney, the 34-year-old Farrow is on the verge of running out for the club where he made his name when the Tigers host the Gold Coast on Sunday. Farrow says his much-publicised falling out with former coach Jason Taylor is now a distant memory.
I've put past me and now the club's in a good place. There's some really positive things going on here at the club on and off the field, and that's all I'm really focused on. I'm really happy to be back here and be a part of that.
In other NRL news, the Sydney Roosters play in an unusual venue against the Melbourne Storm tonight. Former Storm player Cooper Cronk will line up against his old teammates at the Adelaide Oval. Round 9 of Super Netball moves towards a key stage of the season, with the New South Wales Swifts looking for redemption against the Melbourne Vixens on Saturday. The Magpies meet the West Coast Fever in a must-win game in the other game on Saturday. On Sunday, the Sunshine Coast Lightning and Queensland Firebirds will fight it out for state pride, while the Adelaide Thunderbirds continue their search for their first win of the season against the Giants in Canberra. Hockey's Champions Trophy continues in the Netherlands this weekend, with Australia's Kookaburras looking to defend their title in the six-team competition. Australia plays Argentina on Saturday night, with the final scheduled for Monday morning. Australian midfielder Eddie Ockenden says there is no time to get momentum going in the league-style format.
You have to play really well and consistently well from the very start. You need the points to make the final. That's why it's such a beautiful competition. You have to finish at the top. There's no semi-finals, no quarter-finals. So we want to build momentum, but we also want to be at our best at the first day, really.
And finally, the World Cup may be in full swing, but there was an unusual story involving the English Premier League club Arsenal swirling around this weekend. Rwanda has defended its $53 million deal to sponsor Arsenal, telling politicians from European countries that have criticised the move not to interfere in its internal policy decisions. Rwandan State Minister Olivia Nduhungirehe could not hide his displeasure.
We have even MPs from other countries, Netherlands, Switzerland, questioning that. First of all, for those other MPs, it's none of their business. Rwanda wants to promote our tourism, and Arsenal is a team that is very popular, not only in England, in Europe, but also all over the world, in Africa, Asia and elsewhere.
The deal means Visit Rwanda signs will be on the sleeves of the new Arsenal jersey. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.